Well, if Andy Ottley has a passion for Elvis and his music, that passion is matched by Radio Norfolk's Nick Conrad, whose passion is orchestral music. So, keeping the music theme for now, let's hear again from Angie.
He's the voice of BBC Radio Norfolk's morning phone-in discussion programme. But there's a surprising other side to Nick Conrad, which has led him to setting up a series of concerts in Norfolk and Suffolk with a specially created brand new orchestra. Nick has a lifelong passion for orchestral music. Though he doesn't sing or play himself, he comes from a very musical family and has always loved the note-perfect sound of a brilliant orchestra. Nick explains, "For many years I've been involved in outdoor concerts, usually comparing or hosting them, at places like Sandringham and Blickling. When he was approached by two smaller stately homes, Cromer Hall in North Norfolk and Hawley Park House in the heart of Suffolk, they both wanted to diversify into being concert venues. Well, Nick felt it was the perfect opportunity to create something really special and to fulfil a dream of his own. I love orchestral music and I just relished the chance to create concerts which combined the romance of a stately home setting where the audience could sit in the grounds, plus the chance to listen to that wonderful orchestral music." Nick is director of CL Group Companies, alongside creative director Martin Lord, who's a TV director of programmes such as Judge Rinder and Jeremy Kyle. Together the men decided to take on the challenge. But first, they needed an orchestra. The answer came in the form of the British Symphony Orchestra, which comprises some of the UK's most talented musicians, under the direction of Philip McKenzie. The BSO was originally formed in 1904, but it was disbanded after the war. It reformed last year and is made up of freelance musicians. Nick explains, "We're never the fewer than 40 performers, but we can go up to an 80-piece orchestra. My ambition is to have an orchestra doing new, innovative works and also real favourites and playing around the world." That ambition seems to be coming true. The BSO were due to play Hawley Park on July 8th and 9th, and they'll be taking the Cromer Hall audience by storm on the evenings of August the 5th and 6th, with The Music of ABBA on the Saturday night and The Music of Elvis on the Sunday. "We felt that Elvis and ABBA, in terms of musicality, have such rich back catalogues to work with. And they have such a very broad appeal," said Nick. "I've loved ABBA for years. We have ABBA Revival, who are truly one of the top ABBA acts in the world."
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
For the Elvis concert, we have Gordon Hendricks, who's said to be the world's best Elvis. "I went to Graceland's a few years ago, and I really got it, and became very interested in Elvis from a social history point of view too. Although I'm not in love with Elvis the person, what he contributed to the music scene is remarkable," says Nick.
"We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicion."
Now, if you wanted to go along to the Cromer Hall concerts, the Music of ABBA and the British Symphony Orchestra is on Saturday, August the 5th at 7:30. The Music of Elvis and the British Symphony Orchestra is Sunday, August the 6th at 6:15pm. All the tickets cost £38. There's early bird specials priced at £30 and under 16s are free of charge, but they must book a ticket first. Nick hopes that this will encourage young people to experience their first taste of orchestral music in a beautiful Norfolk setting. If you want to get along there, the tickets are available through the website. Now that's at cromerhallconcerts.com. Or you could ring the ticket line 0333 666 3366.
When honey, you know I have never liked you.